T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Earlier this morning, we talked a little bit about the continuing litigation surrounding the presidential race, Donald Trump not conceding. I think that's very legitimate not to concede until the courts have assessed whether the allegations of impropriety, maybe illegality, are true or not. I mean, either you have faith in the American system or you don't. And I'm willing to double down on the legal system. And the inauguration isn't until January 20th. The electors don't meet until the middle of December. So everybody can just hold their horses here and wait while we examine these razor-tight races. It's not like this is a blowout. The key states here are very, very tight. And it makes sense to question whether the ballots are legal or not. I think Hugh Shakeshaft has watched a lot of elections around the world as he has traveled and lived around the world. He's an advisor to a number of members of parliament and has been in politics for a long, long time. Hugh, what's your assessment of where we stand as Americans? Sometimes a fresh set of eyes from a different part of the world can be enlightening.
Morning, John. First of all, we made that impassioned plea last week, and you're reaping what you sow here. I believe that he needed 5% cushion, as an example, in Pennsylvania, to be able to withstand any potential, should we say, irregularities in Philadelphia. Stood on the outside looking in, I feel extremely sorry for the nation. What you've got now is an agenda where, irrespective of what went on in the election in terms of illegal votes, etc., there is no confidence in the system. You've got the country, they talk about they're going to unite the country, Joe Biden. What you're going to see now is 50% of the population are going to believe that the election was stolen from them. Mm-hmm. There is no absolute confidence. There's no confidence on our people on our side of the pond either, to be honest. I've been fielding phone calls from members of parliament saying they won't allow us to do it, obviously, but if Biden does win, we need to send people over to do analysis of the election and the processes that were here used here to prevent any potential for this kind of fraud or potential fraud or perceived fraud to have taken place in the UK. Postal votes are already a contentious issue in the UK, and they are the easiest area in which to commit any voter fraud. Mm-hmm. We're looking at that very, very hard, to the extent where they almost want to do away with them unless you've got a medical certificate. And because we have means of identification, once you don't need verification of signature identification, you are leaving yourself open to the opportunity for voter fraud. And if you create election season rather than election day, you give people the time to work out how to beat the system.
It seems so obvious that's the case. I'm puzzled by the people who are not intellectually honest enough to say, yes, we have made a conscious decision to trade security for ease. But there is a trade-off. It's the people who deny that there is a trade-off here.
I agree completely, John. I mean, what you've got is a situation where, Nancy Pelosi, she never opens her mouth only to change feet. But when she said Biden has a greater mandate than JFK, she didn't see the irony of the fact that, you know, the Cook County and Mayor Daley appear to have, shall we say, stolen the election for him. She then says about Biden, in a highly contentious election, which many feel may well have been stolen for him, she makes that point that he's got a bigger mandate. And, as you know, my joke was, well, yeah, because this time you stole the election more effectively. I mean, I've had MPs phoning me very upset about what has gone on. I mean, naturally, if Biden does become president, and it's still a big if, the media do not decide, irrespective of what they think, the media do not decide elections. They decide the narrative that surrounds it. And as we know, they're ignoring Trump as though he never existed. Biden this, Biden that. The progressives are very, very happy. He's got Gensler going in to his economic team, as you know. So he's going to attack Wall Street. So Wall Street's disdain of Trump may come back and bite them very savagely in a certain tender area.
Yeah,
but, he said they would do it. They said they would do it. They told you what they would do, and they are actually doing it. And when the progressives, the AOCs, the Bernie Sanders, are all happy about the economic advisory team he's put together, you need to be very, very frightened.
Yeah. I wonder if you could talk a second about Western culture. Gosh, you know, maybe it's just that I'm an adult now, and I see things with clear eyes, and there's nobody to protect me from reality, but like, you know, they did when I was a teenager and in my 20s. But I just feel like the stoic sense of fairness that most people would have brought to an election cycle is gone. And I think that's an element in Western culture that is being deliberately undermined. Yeah, everybody wants to win. I get it. But I would have thought that people would have been more.
There have always been people
honest.
There have always been people who will win at any cost.
Yeah.
They were always in a minority. That was the whole point. And culturally, as I say, America has a sense of fair play, generally speaking. Mm-hmm. That is being eroded deliberately on a means of by telling people those who have do not deserve to have it. Those who don't deserve to have what they don't have. And that sense of fairness has gone. Everybody understands that, you know, in general, people need to have equality of opportunity. The progressive left want equality of outcome. Now, yeah, that takes away aspiration and everything else. And as I've said to people, you know, we do have a sense of fairness in the UK. We do in America, right? However, what you're seeing now is a situation where that's not the point. It is a win-at-all-cost mentality. Forget the fallout. Our ideology needs to be the only preeminent one. And that reduces us to removing the sense of fair play, and we've seen it in the UK. Sadly, there are cultures that have come into the UK, right, where legal voting is merely a suggestion.
Yeah,
not,
and truth and honesty are not preeminent. And I
absolutely
think we're seeing
right
that happen. Listen, Hugh, I appreciate
what Jeff Katz is.
Jeff Katz, you know, who hosts our afternoon show, just texted me and said, Hugh is right. He knows more about American history, sadly, than many Americans do. So, hey, there's an endorsement.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I mean,
yeah. Hugh Shakeshaft, yeah, our advisor to Parliament, who joins us to give us a fresh set of eyes on some things happening in the United States. I appreciate it every time we get to talk. Thanks, Hugh.
Thank you, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.